The Christian faith rises or falls on one thing, the historic bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. But how do we know the resurrection really happened? Does it require a leap of faith to believe it? Or is there compelling historical evidence to confirm the resurrection of Christ? Let's take a look.
At the heart of the Christian faith is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
I think the universal question that anybody would ask, Christian or non-Christian, is, did Jesus rise from the dead? This is the greatest and earliest claim of Christianity. The evidence of the resurrection is circumstantial, but it's so strong because of the personality transformation of the apostles, because of the shift in worship from Saturday to Sunday, and because of a dozen other reasons that you often hear preached in an Easter sermon. There are two phenomena that happen on Easter Sunday. One, Christians believe Jesus rose from the dead. Secondly, the tomb must have been empty as a result. Now, we often overlook the empty tomb, but I think the empty tomb is very important because that is something that an ancient historian can get at.
They took Jesus' body down and they buried him in a tomb, the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. The Gospels then report that Pilate placed a seal on the tomb. That could not be broken except for penalty of your own life. You would lose your head over it. And then, of course, this is further compounded by the fact of the guards being at the tomb. Early on Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene and some other women went to the tomb in order to complete the anointing of Jesus' body with spices. When they got there, they found that the tomb was empty. And they talked to an angel that was there that announced to them what had happened. Go back and tell his disciples, the angel said, that Jesus has risen. So they run back and they tell the disciples what had happened. It's interesting to note that the disciples didn't believe them.
And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not.
Then the record reports that Jesus appeared to Peter, and then later on he appeared to the 12 as a group. And then we find that probably in Galilee he appeared to more than 500 at one time.
After Jesus appeared to those who believed in him, he also appeared to someone who decidedly did not believe in him, Saul of Tarsus.
He tells us in his own words that he would take prisoner men, women, children who claimed the name of Christ. He persecuted them. Why? Because he thought Christians were blaspheming his God. He was an honorable man and was on his way to Damascus to enact more of these persecutions against Christians. And let's not forget what Jesus said to him when he appeared.
Saul, why do you persecute me?
Well, Paul is converted. He's no longer Saul. He's Paul of Tarsus instead of Saul of Tarsus. But he's the scholar turned activist who now is a scholar turned activist on behalf of Jesus Christ.
Now, this testimony is not only made by Paul himself, but it's confirmed by Luke and Acts, and it's further corroborated by an early ancient oral tradition we have that says, he who persecuted the church now proclaims the faith he once sought to destroy. So for this testimony, we have both early eyewitness and multiple testimonies to this fact. This is the kind of stuff historians drool over.
Furthermore, Luke the historian records in the book of Acts that Jesus appeared risen from the dead over a period of 40 days.
Luke's the only one who mentions the appearing for 40 days. And interestingly enough, Acts 1:3, the same verse that says he showed himself alive by many proofs, that word is used only once in the New Testament, and it's the same word that Aristotle uses for the highest level of proof.
After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive.
Finally, consider the case of one of the 12 who was not there the first time Jesus appeared to them. Thomas.
So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see the nail marks on his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it.
And then about a week later, Jesus appears before the whole group again, this time with Thomas, and he invites Thomas to touch him and to see him and recognize that he is the risen Lord of life.
Why did all those early Christians come to believe so definitely that Jesus really was raised from the dead? And that's the critical thing. And it seems to me that historically the only explanation is the tomb was empty and that they saw him and conversed with him, and that is where the historian has to end up.